fascinating discussion in Sefer Otzor Saraisa. This coming week's parsha, we read the famous Pesukim V'Shomru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. What is implied by the directive of V'Shomru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos? And the Or HaChaim raises this question, you know, what is added through that directive of V'Shomru that I don't already know from the other Pesukim that discuss the Isurim of Shabbos? And the Or HaChaim gives numerous interpretations as to what is implied in addition to the already well-known Isurim Malacha with this additional Pasuk of V'Shomru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. And one of his interpretations is that V'Shomru implies an added caution to ensure that one doesn't even accidentally, mistakenly, come to Chilul Shabbos. And as an illustration of what he means, the Or HaChaim refers us to a Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara tells us, Egzeras Chachamim. The Mishnah says, Shabbos, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, V'lo Yikra L'Or Haner. One is not allowed to read by the light of the candle on Shabbos. And the concern is that if one reads to the light of the candle, one will ultimately violate Shabbos. How so? Back in the day when the sources of illumination were oil-burning wicks, so if the wick started to flicker and the light wasn't as bright as you'd like it to be, having difficulty reading what you're trying to read from, Shema Yata, you might come to tilt the bowl with the supply of oil in it so that the wick will be better able to draw from the oil, and that would be an Isser of Chilul Shabbos. And in fact, the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, who was confident that he would not forget, after all, the great Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara in Beis Amud Beis quotes the following brisa, Lo yikra lo araner shema yata. One should not read to the light of the candle on Shabbos because you might, in a moment of forgetfulness, tilt the oil to fuel the flame and make the flame burn brighter. And the Gemara then cites, Om Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, Ani yakra velo ata. I'm confident I'll read to the Oraner. I'm not worried. I'm not going to forget and be Machal Shabbos. And the Gemara then says, Pamachas kara ubikesh lahatos. On one occasion, he did read to the Oraner and he attempted to tilt the candle, momentarily forgetting. And the Gemara then quotes the Brisa in which Rabbi Nassan says, he didn't just attempt to, but in fact, kara vahita. He actually did forget himself. And he was Machal Shabbos, the great Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. And Vikasav al Pinkaso, he made a note for himself. Ani Yishmael ben Elisha, Karisi, Vihitesi, Ner B'Shabbos. I mistakenly tilted the candle, fueled the flame on Shabbos. And in the note he concluded, L'kshei Bana Beis HaMikdash, Avi Chatas Shmena. When the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, a reminder note, they'll stick a note in the fridge, bring a carbon chatas. Also a fascinating Gemara. There's a fascinating discussion in the Rishonim, given that Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Nassan, actually was Mechal Shabbos, so Tosfos asks, how could that be? The Gemara tells us in a number of places, Chulin, first parak, Gittin as well in the first parak, Hashta behemtan shal tzadikim, ena kadosh baruch mevid takala al yadam, tzadikim atzma lo kol shekein. The Gemara tells us that even the behemah of tzadikim, famous story related in the Gemara in Chulin about the donkey of a Pinchas ben Yair, that they were traveling somewhere to perform the mitzvah of Pidgin Shvuyim. They stayed overnight at an inn. They gave the donkey some barley to eat. Donkey refused to eat. They finally realized, oh, maybe there was no maestros taken from the barley. And until you take the maestros, the barley has a status of demai. It was given to you by an Amma Aretz. You can't, midrabanan, eat it. So they took some maestros from the barley, and the donkey then was happy to eat. So the Gemara says, the hemten shel tzaddikim, even the donkey of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't allow an iser, a takala, to be brought about at the hands of the behemoth of the tzaddikim. So tzaddikim atzma l'kol shegein. Certainly the tzaddikim themselves would never be nichshol in an iser, even mistakenly. Incidentally, fascinating Ramban al Torah, the Ramban in Parshas Chayesara, when the Pasuk describes how when Eliezer, Eved Avram, came to the house of Lavan and Besuel, by Fatachas Hagmalim, so he does something to the camels. So Rashi says, Hitters Mamehem, he unmuzzled them, so they shouldn't, on the way to their destination, graze in someone else's field. So Ramban quotes the Medrash Rabbah, which cites this very same Ayim Chazal. You think that Avram's camels would have otherwise been nichshol in Isser of Gezel? For Pinchas ben Yair's donkey was not nichshol in Isser of Demai, so what are you worried about Avram Vino's camels for? B'chol pachas, they're just as, shall we say, on the madrega of Pinchas ben Yair's donkey too? So what are you worried about them eating Gezel? So Ramban says that that's why one man of the Medrash says that the Fatach does not mean he unmuzzled them. They didn't have to be muzzled. They behaved themselves. It means that he unharnessed them from being tied to one another as part of the caravan. He unharnessed them from one another. Just as interesting aside, how that Gemara fits into the Pshat in the Pasuk, Machlokas in the Medrash. So the Rishonim ask, though, so what's Pshat if the Hemtam Shel Tzadikim and a Kadosh Baruch Hu Mevet HaKol HaYadam Tzadikim Atzman L'Kol Shekein, Tzadikim themselves, how could a Michshol happen? Can't be, says the Gemara. How could a Michshol happen to Tzadikim? In fact, there were some poskim who, when the New York City copepods in the water crisis erupted, is it now 17 years ago or so, whenever it was, New York City water was found to have copepods often, at times, in the water supply, and there was a much discussion amongst the poskim if David Feinstein assered the water with the copepods in it, unless they are properly filtered out. Michelle Belsky was mater the water, even with the copepods potentially in it. I recall one of the Gedolei Poskim cited this Gemara. How could it be that these copepods are assered to drink in New York City water? Gedolim have lived in New York City for many decades. It's the same water supply as it always was. Do you think that the Gedolei Olam who lived in New York City over the past 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, who drank the same city water, were nichshol and an iser machal sasuris? How could it be? They wondered aloud that there would be a problem with the New York City drinking water. Again, citing this Mayim Chazal. Interesting, fascinating application. Be that as it may, so the Rishonim question this very Gemara in Shabbos, Dafid Beis, Rabbi Shmuel Karavahita, he mistakenly tilted the candle while reading Leil Shabbos. Satosis asks, how could that be? How could a Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe takal al yada? How could he be nichshol in an iser? So Tosfos offers the following suggested explanation. Tosfos says, well, he thinks that the only time the guarantee applies that ein Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe takal al yadam is as was the case of the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair by Macholas Asuros specifically. Machal Sasuros, then we have this guarantee of Kadosh Baruch Hu will not allow Tzadikim to be Nichshol in Machal Sasuros. But Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha, that wasn't Machal Sasuros, that was Chilul Shabbos. No such guarantee applies. Why is there an added sensitivity to Machal Sasuros? That might relate to another discussion we had here once upon a time between Mechon Marv and Machal Sasuros. Even B'shogeg, the Rechayim writes in Parsha Shmini, based on the Gemara Yuma Daf Lametes, Vinit Mesem Bum. That aver mitamtemes libo shel adam. We cited that in Parsha Shmos, in our discussion of Moshe Rabbeinu not nursing from a non-Jewish woman. And that's quoted in the Ramah as well, in Yerodea Simen Pei Aleph, that one should try not to allow a Jewish baby to nurse from a non-Jewish woman because of concerns that the non-Jewish woman eats machal sasuros, that's mitamtemes alev, that somehow, in a spiritual sense, serves as a barrier to attaining chachma, that's conveyed through the milk to the baby that nurses. So there is a notion in Chazal that Avera, Machal Sasuros, and the Or Chaim writes, even Bishogeg, the Shach adds in Yerodei Pei Aleph, even if there's a heter for the individual to eat it because of Pekuch Nefesh or whatever the scenario might be, it still has that impact, that Mitamtemes Libo Shel Adam effect. Maybe that's why when it comes to Machal Sasuros specifically, there's an extra guarantee that Tzadikim would not be Nichshal in this Isser of Machal Sasuros. So that would not apply to Bishmuel ben Elisha. The Ramban, however, in his Chidushim and Chul and Daf Zayin, has a different approach. He seems to assume that this guarantee of Chazal applies even to other Isurim, even not Machal Sasuras, any Kaddish Bracha, maybe to Kal Al Yadam. And it has to do, the Ramban indicates, with the Maimer Chazal of Habal Tayyar Messiah. So if someone's seeking to do the right thing, Kaddish Baruch Hu assists him, especially after the Shmai, he's not going to be Nichshal in Aver B'Shogeg. So why then was it Bishmal Nichshal is the question Ramban then has to answer. Ramban and the Ran and Chundav Zayin say, because he was Poshea. He was negligent. How so? What was his Pshia? He ignored Chazal's advice. Chazal said, "Don't read by the Or HaNer." Shema Yata. Bishmal said, "No, ani yekra v'loata. I'm not worried about it." That says Ramban was a pshi. That was a negligence. That was a carelessness. That therefore he was no longer shielded by that guarantee of Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Meiver Takal Al Yadam. So in brief, you have this Maimer Chazal that Behemtam Shal Tzadikim and Kol Shekein Tzadikim themselves Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Meiver Takal Al Yadam. You have Tosus in numerous places who says that guarantee only applies to shielding a tzaddik from machol sasuros b'shogeg, perhaps because of the added spiritual impact and detriment that results from machol sasuros mitamtim asalev, as Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes, or as Rabbi Akiva Eiger and his Gilui Neshas and Gittin Daf Zayin cites for the Marikash and his opening Hagos to Yerodeah, that the machal sasuros that a person eats becomes part of gufa shel adam. So how could it be that tzaddik becomes a shtik iser, a chaticha d'isura, not shayach? So dafka by machal sasuros, there's this guarantee that a tzaddik will not be nichshal. Now Shenkin, Ramban, and Ran, and Chundav Zayin argue that even by other surim, there is this guarantee that a tzaddik will not be nichshal b'shogeg, and shiny Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha because he was negligent to a certain extent. This halach is actually quoted in Shulchan Aruch Hilcha Shabbos, Simon Reish Ayin Hey, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ein Karin b'sefer lo aner, one is not allowed to read on Shabbos, to the light of a candle. The Bir Lach already raises, V'hinei kahayom, ein ha-minog, b'mdina senu, I'm sorry, Bir Lach writes, it's me olam tamati, he writes, aman nogim kahayom, ruba de inchi l'hakol bazeh. What's the minog today based on that many people are makel about reading the Oraner? So asks the Bir Lach already. And he looks to find explanations for perhaps what the basis for that heter might be. Poskim, contemporary poskim, discuss, what about nowadays? We don't have neiros anymore, generally speaking, but we have electric lights. And let's say I have an electric lamp with a little dimmer switch that, you know, is the modern day equivalent of shamayata. Okay, maybe you'll tell me if it's a wall switch. So to be choshesh, I'll get up and walk to the wall and flick the lights on, add on a little extra light. Maybe that far I won't be choshesh. This is a new gzeda, I'm not mechuv to be mechadesh. But if I'm sitting by a lamp with a little dimmer switch, so is it that far of a jump to say that this is not, is this not the same as Shemayata? You might just increase the illumination by... you're saying the fire or an air, it starts off one way, then it decreases, and then you try to get back to what it was. Here you start with a certain, and it stays the same status quo. So, Right. So you say very different. Even if you have a dimmer on your electrical lamp, it's not the same as an air that flickers and it goes down and it diminishes, it's going to go out altogether. Here it stays what it is, and therefore, you know from the start, this is what it is, and that's what it's going to be. And Echanami, you know, most post-consumers, there is no right to be mechadish gzeira on electric lamps. I guess that's maybe a good svar as well. We don't have the right to be mechadish gzeira on electric lamps. Nonetheless, certainly one should be wise about it. You know, there's no me'ikar din then, according to many poskim, a right to be mechadish new gzeros. So me'ikar din, there should be no iser when it comes to electricity. But, you know, wouldn't hurt to have a reminder of some sort of safeguard if one is prone to being absent-minded when learning by or reading by a lamp. Presumably it would not hurt to have some sort of, if you feel, let's say, a valid concern to have some sort of tape over the switch. Again, not required to make a din because it's a new gzeh that we're not mechuyev to be choshesh for. But to quote here, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, quote in Piskei Tshuvas, even though we can't make new gzeros, but chayav kol adam to make a mishmeres la'atzmo, to be careful that one should not be nichshal because of one's habits in an iser Shabbos, whatever the circumstances might be. So if you know that, you're likely to be nichshal in a particular iser, so take whatever precautions necessary to avoid that possibility. And again, this will be according to the Aruch Chaim, a kima v'shomer b'nei Yisrael aser Shabbos.